The curfew wasn't strictly enforced on Phoenix, but she'd been stopped by a pair of guards. One of them had given Glass a hard time, forcing her to provide a thumb scan and then asking hostile questions. Eventually, the other guard had stepped in and insisted on escorting Glass the rest of the way. "Walking you home was the best decision I ever made," he murmured, "although it was torture trying to keep myself from kissing you that night." "Well, then, we'd better make up for lost time now," Glass teased, moving her lips back to his. Her kisses grew more urgent as he placed his hand on the back of her head and wove his fingers through her hair. Glass shifted until she was sitting mostly in Luke's lap, feeling his other arm move down to her waist to keep her from falling. "I love you," he whispered in her ear. No matter how many times she heard the words, they never ceased to make her shiver. She pulled away just long enough to breathe. "I love you too," then kissed him again, running her hand lightly down his side and then resting her fingers on the sliver of skin between his shirt and his belt. "We should take a break," Luke said, gently pushing her hand to the side. Over the past few weeks, it had become increasingly difficult to keep things from progressing too far. "I don't want to." Glass gave him a coy smile and returned her lips to his ear. "And it's my birthday." Luke laughed, then groaned as he rose to his feet with Glass in his arms. "Put me down," Glass giggled, kicking her feet in the air. "What are you doing?" Luke took a few steps forward. "Taking you to the exchange. I'm trading you in for a girl who won't try so hard to get me in trouble." "Hey," she huffed with mock indignation, then started pounding her fists into his chest. "Put me down." He turned away from the door. "Are you going to behave yourself?" "What? It's not my fault you're too hot to keep my hands off of." "Glass," he warned. "Fine, yes, I promise." "Good." He walked back to the couch and laid her gently back down. "Because it'd be a shame if I couldn't give you your present." "What is it?" Glass asked, pushing herself up into a seated position. "A chastity belt," Luke said gravely. "For me. I found it at the exchange. It cost a fortune, but it's worth it to protect..."